Hello, and welcome to another episode of Worldwide Wonderful Women. I am your host, Paula Harris, and this podcast is for women who are all about learning how to live in God's divine power when yours is diminished. It is produced on behalf of Transformed Worldwide Ministries. Thank you so much for being here. Welcome again. This is episode number 350, and it's entitled Overcoming Sadness on Mother's Day. What a pleasure to have Lindsay with me again today. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am blessed. Thank you for asking.
Praise God. Praise God. Well, we know that Mother's Day is going to be approaching shortly, within just a few days here. And we understand that it's not a happy day for everyone. So Lindsay and I are trying to share some information so that we can all be sensitive to that fact. There is a host of women who will find it hard to celebrate the loss of their mother, grandmother, mother-in-law, stepmother, sister, aunt, cousin, or someone else who has been dear to them. And even some women would like to avoid this day due to the loss of a child, an inability to conceive a child, a miscarriage, a postpartum depression after birth, or some other situation. Even some are dealing with betrayal, abandonment, being stranded, disappointed, or even ended relationships. You get the idea. So Mother's Day is not the happiest time for all women. And without any further delay, I'd like for Lindsay to be able to come and share some thoughts with you. Now, last week, I had shared in our podcast, and if you didn't listen to that, please go and listen to the podcast from last week. But this week, we have the privilege and the opportunity to hear from Lindsay and what God has put on her heart. Well, okay, Lindsay, let's not delay you any further. What would you like to share in regards to what God put on your heart with overcoming sadness on Mother's Day?
Well, what I really want to share is really encouragement for every woman out there that is hurting or experiencing any kind of heartache on this holiday season. I would like to share Psalm 73, 26 with you. It says, "My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." In Psalm 37, 25, it proclaims the truth that the righteous, meaning those that know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, have never been forsaken. Psalm 73, 26 reminds those that belong to God that you are promised strength. It's a blessing to look at the passage of Psalm 73 and be reminded with verse 26 that God provides us with strength, and he also does provide us with rest and comfort for those that are overwhelmed by grief. I would like to share with you something that God laid on my heart from the passage of Psalm 73, along with some other verses that God brought to my heart. Some things at first may not resonate with you at first, but I believe that God will use this to bless your heart.
I believe it too.
It is interesting to me when I took the chance to look at Psalm 73, where it highlighted Asaph's state of pain. After reading this chapter, I was coming to terms with Asaph's despair and frustration. I honestly began to feel disappointed and a sense of discomfort. Asaph expressed his discouragement because he clearly felt forsaken by the Lord. So many of us have been in seasons of our lives where we have felt forsaken by the Lord. Due to seeing the ungodly supposedly always prosper, while God's people had various kinds of trials and tribulations, Asaph really wrestled and became troubled. His sadness and frustration, if you take the chance to read the chapter, it led him to noticing how it was affecting him negatively. In Psalm 73, 1 to 2, it says, "Truly God is good to Israel, to those whose hearts are pure." But, this is Asaph speaking, "But as for me, I almost lost my footing. My feet were slipping and I was almost gone." In fact, there are a number of people who have experienced loss and have been in situations with valid reasons to question why God allowed such a grievous tribulation to fall upon their lap. I mean, can you relate? Some of the questions that I have had for myself or have heard from the mouths of others are, have I not been faithful? Does God love me? Does God love the loved one that I lost? Painful memories flood our minds when holidays roll around and we are not able to spend them with the ones we love most. It's heartbreaking. It's heart-wrenching. But what encouragement we need regularly to remind ourselves with is to be careful. I mean, seriously careful not to surrender to and allow heartache and sadness to trap our spirit. Is that correct, Mrs. Paula?
Most definitely, Lindsay. We have to be very careful of that.
Yes, we really do. In Psalm 73:26, it says, "My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." God has promised to never leave or forsake us. He has warned us that the trials and tribulations and difficulties we expect in this world will be greater than what we could bear on our own. That's why he said this in John 16:33. He said to heart, "I have overcome the world." Yes. Romans 22-23 also reminds us that no one is alone, because all believers and all of creation is groaning inwardly, waiting for God to bring complete restoration to the broken world.
And that's complete, complete, everyone. Listen, yeah. Complete.
Complete, literally. So that's why we need one another as Christians. Yeah. We truly do. We need each other to uplift one another, to support and come alongside each other with godly, genuine support. I love how Ruth has served Naomi. Now, I know, Mrs. Paula, you are quite familiar with the book of Ruth. I know that in the book of Ruth, Naomi was troubled, yet God used Ruth to bless Naomi's life. Ruth did not leave Naomi to remain in her loneliness. She was faithful and present in her life. Ruth also did not hesitate on pursuing any opportunity that would bring healing in Naomi's life and bless them both. On the contrary, if you're familiar with this book of Job, Job's experience with his friends who did not provide him with very good counsel is something that the body of Christ really should never represent or model after. Job lost his children, servants, home, financial stability, and some of his health. He basically lost his livelihood, right, Mrs. Paula?
Those different things that were so important to him, which maybe some of the women are feeling even now.
Yes, so true. The scriptures make it evident that his grief was so much to bear. The counsel of his friends were destructive and they did not correlate with truth whatsoever. And so it's important in this season, when you know of those that are hurting, that you come alongside them with encouragement that is truly godly and not self-seeking.
That is so important, Lindsay.
Yes, it is true. And just to close out, I really would like to share this with you. It says in Revelation 21:5, God says, "Write this, for what I tell you is trustworthy and true." In Revelation 21:3-4, God shares with us praiseworthy news. It states, "I heard a loud shout from the throne saying, 'Look, God's home is now among his people. We will live with them and they will be his people. God himself will be with him. He will wipe every tear from their eyes and there will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain.' all these things are gone forever. This praiseworthy truth is an encouragement to those that feel great sadness on this Mother's Day. I encourage you to take heart, because God has promised you and me that one day when we see our Lord in heaven, God will be with us. Every tear will be wiped eternally from our faces, and there will be no more death, sorrow, crying, or pain. So please, women, and all those that are hurting, please be encouraged. Mrs. Paula, do you have anything else you would like to add?
I thought, Lindsay, that you had brought out several different points that were just so important from the various scriptures. And if you need to go back and listen again to what Lindsay shared, please do, because there were different highlights in this podcast that can help you if you meditate upon them and put them into practice. And I know that there were several different women, even from the Bible study that I had, who they have lost their children. They're saying how they think about them every day and how it's a present pain. And so Lindsay and I are trying to encourage everyone to be sensitive that, again, it's not a happy day for everyone. And there are women out there that we need to reach out to and minister to. And so the podcast last week and what Lindsay said today, there are different things that we can all be mindful of, pray about, and act upon so that we can come and gird up and strengthen these women at this time. And so, yes, Lindsay, I think it was excellent, the things that you shared. God is so good.
Well, to God be the glory.
Yes. And again, we want to make sure that everything we do in this ministry, that God really does get the glory. Well, join us again next month, girls, as we will address a different topic. And if you have any topics that you would like for us to address, please email me to the website that's given at the end of the podcast. We would love to address any concerns that you may have. And in the meantime, smile. Jesus loves you.
Thank you for listening. To make sure you do not miss any future episodes, please subscribe to our podcast. We want all to be able to live in God's divine power when theirs is diminished. Also, sign up for our monthly newsletter on our website, twmforjesus.org. Please do share our podcast with others. And Lord willing, we'll be together next month.